Shir Tez Zayin Maseches Nida by Rosh Yeshiva continued. Gimel Shvat Tav Shemem Tez January 9th, 1989 on Monday continued.
True, that the bleeding is not taking place because of the motion of the fetus, because the fetus happens to stay for some time in one spot. But here, that's not the natural spot of the fetus. The natural spot of the fetus, the original place, was over here, where there is empty space. And there it was not developing into the body. But here, it's very little space. In the lower chamber of the uterus, so it rubs against the wall, but not the cause of dropping. Is that considered machmas leida or not? So for me, hold, leida is only considered when the bleeding takes place in the cause of the dropping. But if the bleeding takes place in the time when the fetus stays in one position, even though it causes bleeding because it's dochuk, so it drops against the wall of the uterus and it irritates the tissue, that's not labor. Some labor is not domo machasatom. This is what Rashi says. From Hamina Amateo, Kim Yisofsa, Afnadam, Kim Yisofsa, Afnadam, Gloy Yusen, Dama Kimishi, Machmas Bladas, Avon Yisofsa, Matzah, Reyedan, So now it's if it's of some nadam also, so it's a raya, the dam akishi, the dam that she saw Monday evening at 6:30. So is Mahmas Vlados. So how is it, you see, that at 6:30, so she saw that, and from 6:30 p.m. Monday till 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, she didn't see any down, she didn't have any pain. Why is it? The answer is very simple. Because at 6:30, so there was dropping by the baby. Some melee, the bleeding took place as a result of the dropping. That's later. Later consists only in the final emergence of the baby. That's the mother lady. The whole dropping from the upper chamber until it comes out, is part and parcel of the later process. So at 6:30 she bled and she had unbearable pain. Why? Because at 6:30 the baby was dropping. So maybe that's later, it's going machas lodo. Now, avu kisofso, machovado, it's mainly stoya, avu kisofso minatzar, vireyeda. But if she's for 24 hours, she kept on bleeding. But she was in contact. What is the job? Why is it? For 24 hours, so she was in comfort, but she kept on bleeding. Why? Why is it? It's very simple. One does not have to be a doctor. Something very simple. As a matter of fact, I discussed it with certain doctors. We said it's very reasonable. So she suffered some natal with 24 hours, she kept on bleeding. Why did she keep on bleeding? Why? And it was confident. Why did she keep on bleeding? A woman doesn't bleed, she doesn't have a period, you know. When she's in labor, she doesn't have a period. So why did she keep on bleeding? Because she was irritating the tissue in the walls of the uterus. Why was she irritating? Because she kept on dropping. If she kept on dropping in the 24 hours, she would have had unbearable pain. How is it she didn't have pain altogether? And she kept on bleeding. so that means there was pressure against the wall of the uterus in one spot. Pain emanates from the fact that it rubs. But when something rubs in one spot against something else, then you don't have that pain. If there is nothing, then it causes pain. So remember, this is what Rashi said. Nevertheless, so it's a riot. Harold, keep the soft soft madam with your needs in the Makishim of the Rabbis. So how is it that for 24 hours she had no pain and she wasn't bleeding? And at 6:30 she had terrific pain and she was bleeding. So it's a riot that at that time there was dropping by the pain. So it's Damach of Rodom. And Aval Kisof Som Matzah V'Riyadam. So the question is, why did she for 24 hours sit down constantly eat new dam without Tzah? Why? Apparently within the 24 hours, the baby wasn't black. But why was the bleeding? There was a rotation of the tissue of the walls of the uterus anyway, because it was rubbing against it. But when something rubs, as a matter of fact, when something rubs in one position, it will not necessarily entail pain. But if you rub and you keep on moving, down, up, then you have pain. So, So what riot do you have that the bleeding that took place at 6:30 p.m. Monday evening was caused by Leiden? Leiden means dropping. Maybe there was no dropping, but there was pressure in one spot without dropping. That's not Leiden, that's not the Lama Haslava. That's what Rab Chanija says, and Rab Chisda says, but the natural way, maybe just keep on dropping without keep on dropping, here to here, then it stays here for a number of hours, then, and it keeps on pressing against the wall of the uterus, where there is very little space, and then it drops into more and stays at that spot, and then it drops into more, and then finally it comes up. So really the question is, the pressure that takes place, the rubbing that takes place in one position for a certain time, can that be considered as part and parcel of the linear process? Or the linear process consists only of the pressure of the irritation that takes place in the course of the dropping, or the irritation that takes place while the fetus remains on certain time in one position? That's not a stipulation. That's the machlokes between Rav Chisda, Rav Huna, Rav Chanina, and Rav Huna. So Rav Huna would say, Om Rav Nirane, Moshe Melach Sheyitzi B'chai Yerosof Nifono, V'yodua Shechai Yerosof Shal Melachai. So in other words,
I'm giving it to you.
So in other words, so he says, if it is sof, so it's Domo Machmas Lodo. So it's the Domo Machmas Lodo. The Dama Keishi Machmas Lodo. So I'm going to show you some more. The Rav Chisda Omar Koshkin the boy in the North Fish Hayol is three more than Nan Rabbi Shua in a Lail Vinyin to Shab Vinyin which is Shof Natsav Nadam Time Natsav Nadam Hom Yizeh Yizeh Teira Ti Yufter Rav Chisda Omar Rav Chisda Lo Yi Boy in Yizeh Yizeh Vitleo Di Poskole Hayol is Ligamre No Di Poskole Hayol is Ligamre Ab Natsav Nadam Eina Keichen Midam Di Poskom Kish Nam Di Poskom So
So
why didn't she feel pain? She became. She suffered so much pain, so she became immune against pain, so she's not even sensitive to pain. For to the boundary, not more. In other words, she's insensitive to pain. Komash, man, kosher, so she obviously had to say, hey, we saw some insulins, we all died, let me say, hey, Redon, here, in a kidictome, a lonely shawish, betray the kish, we had to shoot a sack, a labore command, kosher, so she saw some insulins, oh, she kosher, so she might be so some insulins, and if you let us be say, it used to the family. So why does it say Shleishi Yomdus Hadassah Yehim? So, Betray Bikin Shigi Chad Bishim Sagi. Okay, Mashmur, the Apple God, the Master, he should be Shleishi. He saw some of these ladies, they are laughing at him. Now, I don't want to explain the Rashi because I've done for the other no case, so we'll keep it. Thank you. Спасибо.